Well, David, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for coming.
No problem. And David is the president this year of the Knoxville Education Foundation. And so coming up tonight is one of the big annual fundraisers for the foundation, the Chili Cook-Off. And David, let's actually start with what the foundation does, what the foundation is, and how you guys help support the school district.
Very good, Aaron. Well, the Knoxville Education Foundation has been a longstanding supporter of the Knoxville school system in a variety of ways. Recently, our primary focus is to raise funds each year to help each of the schools in the district with contributions that they need for technology and other needs in the schools outside of what their budget provides. And I've got to see firsthand in the last few years what those funds have gone to, and we've helped make a dramatic difference in the schoolrooms across Knoxville.
Yeah, what are some of the examples of that, those technology items that you guys have been able to get?
Especially in the area of these whiteboards. Those are fascinating tools, and the students, I've seen the students interact with the teachers, and their ability to use that technology in basically any classroom setting is really phenomenal.
You're talking about the smart boards that have just been installed this...
Yes, we've helped fund some of those in each of the schools.
Okay, yeah. And you guys, like you said, help support the school district. What other things have you done in the past? Have you to help, like before the technology, what else were you guys doing?
Primarily in the area of scholarships.
Okay.
The foundation has a history of providing scholarships for Knoxville graduates and also served as a springboard for the Knoxville Dollars for Scholars organization that has since, obviously it's on its own, but that's where that particular organization came from.
All right, and then tonight, like we said, is the Chili Cook-Off, and it's one of the things that really helps out the foundation.
It does. Each year, we look forward to this. It's one of our primary fundraisers. Last year, we raised about $650, and that goes a long way in our budget to make a difference here in town.
What else do you guys do to earn that money and raise that money?
Annually, we also do a three-point and pin pledge program with the wrestling kids and with the basketball team, so people can pledge a certain amount for each pin and each three-point basket made during the season, and those funds go to help our programs as well.
All right, so when people come tonight to the Knoxville High School cafeteria at 5:30, the commons area there, what can they expect when they walk in?
Well, hopefully we'll have a nice crowd for this evening. We'll use a general serving line like the kids do there in the commons, and all our celebrity chefs, we have 9 of them this year. They'll be behind each of their special brews of chili, and when folks are done eating, then we'll have a scoring table off to the side, and they just pick out a chili bean and put it in their jar with their chef represented on it and choose their winner.
And you guys have had a great response with this, like you've said in the past.
Yeah, we have, and over the years, things can become tradition here in Knoxville, and we're thankful that this is one of them during the winter season.
Any particular chili that you've had in the past that you've found your favorite?
I probably shouldn't tip my hat, but I'll tell you, Megan McKay-Ziller's got a neat chili she'll be coming with tonight, so I'm anxious to try that one.
Yeah, that's something with a peace tree in it, I believe, right?
Exactly. So anything going on at Peace Tree and our program, that's a win-win.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anyone you'd like to thank?
Yeah, I think to begin with, my fellow board members that dedicate and volunteer their time and talent to make a difference here in Knoxville, as well as just the general responses we get around town. You know, like any good program over the years to survive, it takes a lot of cooperation and community support, and we're thankful to be one of them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David.
Thank you for coming.